Hello and welcome to the Walk of Faith podcast. I'm your host, Onyango Solomon. And first, I want to pass my apologies. I haven't been able to record for a while. Unfortunately, I lost my father. So my family and I have been in a very difficult grieving period. And we thank God because he has been comforting us through this time. And also, I want to appreciate all our friends for being there for us, for their word of comfort and condolences and their support all through this journey. This has been the biggest blow to my family. And I, and we are still trusting God, keep on fighting for us, keep on preserving us and comforting us during this difficult time. I want to thank my supporters all through the way. I was checking the podcast analytics. I realized that we are now being heard in over 15 countries. I've seen people from Ethiopia, Ireland, I've seen USA, the UK, Australia, Canada. I have people from Kenya, of course, Zambia, Ethiopia, Senegal. I've seen people from Tanzania. I've seen people from Singapore. I've seen people from Qatar, the UAE, I've seen people from Finland. I'm super grateful that God is able to connect these people to the Walk of Faith podcast, that whatever we are sharing here, it's able to reach at least as many as you as possible. Keep on sharing, keep on passing it to your family members, to your friends, you know, so that you can be able to grow together in the Walk of Faith. So today we're going to talk about a very interesting topic. We're going to talk about the faithfulness of God. And in our life of faith, in our life of salvation, it is difficult for most of us as believers to reach a point where situations are so difficult, things are not working for us, things are not working for our good, things are not working contrary to what we believe and to what we know are our promises as believers. These are times where some of us doubt our faith, and some of us equally now doubt the faithfulness of God. If he really is God, why is he not keeping his commandment as he said? And this is something that makes our faith so wavery, and we end up subscribing to early satisfaction that one ungodly, and in return we end up missing the greater promise that God had for us. And I was reading through scripture, and all through from Genesis to Revelation, I've realized that one thing that is constant and one thing that is guaranteed and sure is the faithfulness of God. We've seen God through our forefathers, Abraham's, the Jacob's, and Job, the mother's, the Hannah. We see God's faithfulness abiding in them. I was reading through the story of Abraham, and I noted that the time when Abraham was receiving the promise of having a son, that he will have a son, that he will have a great nation, that his descendants will be many, Abraham was 75 years. And the time when these promises is coming to be actualized, that is 25 years later, Abraham was 100 years. And all this time, period of waiting, in the period of trusting in the faithfulness of God, we see our father Abraham, through the counsel of his wife Sarah, at this time Sarah realized and thought that since time has gone and she was becoming of old age, maybe these promises of God was meant to be facilitated with another person who was not in the covenant. And now we see her encouraging Abraham to go in with the maiden and then birth of Ishmael from that union. And God was still displeased. If it were us, or if it were like in our human nature, probably we would see God canceling the promises that he gave. We would be like, I told you I'll do this and you have done this contrary to my word. Now I won't fulfill my part. No. You know, faithfulness is unconditional. The faithfulness of God is unconditional. Regardless of us being unfaithful, he still remains faithful. The word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13 that if we are faithless and do not believe and are untrue to him, he remains true and faithful to his word and his righteous character, for he cannot deny himself. So despite us being faithless, despite us doubting the true nature of God, the promises of God, he still remains to be faithful. That even though we might be faithless, even though we might doubt his word, even though we might resort to our own volition and our own means to the promises that he has given us, he still remains faithful. We see God, despite Abraham compromising the promises, compromising what God has said to him, we see him still remaining faithful and giving Abraham the son at the age of 100 years. That is a God we serve. We look at the story of Job. Through his suffering, he lost everything. Just like some of us have lost a lot of things that are so dear to us, a lot of things that have made us question the faithfulness of God. Question, if indeed God blessed me, then why is it he blessed me with a child, and why is my child dead right now? He blessed me with a job. Why have I just been fired? Or he blessed me with this contract. Why has my contract been terminated all of a sudden? And we tend to miss the bigger picture of our problem. times. That is one thing that has worked to disadvantage us, not having faith and trust in him to the end of times. We look at our great father Job, even despite everything that he faced, despite all the challenges, he lost everything, the children, all his wealth. He was one of the richest person in his time. We see Job still remaining true to God, trusting God. He was the one who gave him all this, and he is able to multiply and compensate for the loss that he had incurred. And we see later on Job coming up bigger, stronger, tripling everything that he had. That is the God we serve. The God that despite the loss, the God that despite things not going to our advantage, he still is able to come back and tell you, child, I know you. I've seen your faithfulness. I've seen your trust in me. I've seen how loyal you have been to me. Let me reward you. And above it, let me double it. Let me triple it. That is the God that we know from our father Job. And we see even the story of Hannah when she was struggling to find a child. She was praying consistently, waiting on God, trusting on the word of God, because God says from the beginning of time that he will bless the fruit of our womb. So she knew that word. She knew that God said he will bless the fruit of my womb. So it doesn't matter if I'm barren right now. It doesn't matter how long I've been waiting to have a child. Let me keep on praying. Let me keep on tarrying in prayer. Let me keep on trusting in the faithfulness of God, that his word came out. I got a word from him. It was a word of rhema to my life. Let me keep on holding on to his promises. Holding on to his promises. Trusting his promises. And you see later on, she's being blessed with one of the most amazing sons, Samuel. It is important as Christians, when we go through these difficult times in our life, difficult moment in our salvation, difficult situation, because some situation that we face as Christians, they may seem so devastating. They may break our faith. They may weave our faith, but we keep on trusting on God that he is able to perform what he has promised. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11 that his word never goes out and return void, but it will see to perform its purpose. That is God. So every word spoken from the mouth of God, every word from God, no matter the channel it was used, either he sends his prophets to you, he has sent a man of God, he has given you a revelation, he has given you a dream about it, every single word that is from the mouth of God never goes back void. The Bible says in Romans 3:4 that God is not a man that he should lie. He is not a man that he should lie. He always keeps his promises to the end. When you read in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, the Bible emphasizes on the faithfulness of God. The Bible says that yet the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and set you on a firm foundation and guard you from the evil one. God is faithful, that no matter the adversity, no matter the wind of temptation, he remains faithful. He remains faithful to us. Despite unfaithfulness, he will remain faithful to us, because it is unconditional to him. It is his nature. He can't deny himself his nature. He can't deny the word that he has spoken over your life, the word that he has spoken over your family members, your children. He said that he will deliver you. He will deliver you. He says that he will heal you. He will heal you. The Bible says that he who began this good work in you will see it to accomplishment. Have faith that this life of salvation, this journey of faith that you began by him calling you, he has said that he will see it to the end. He will see it to the end. Do not draw back to perdition, but believe in the saving of the soul. Trust God in all the things that you will face. Trust God. Trust God. Trust God. Don't give in to short-term pleasures. Don't compromise your faith. Believe in him. Believe on the greater good that is coming. You know, most of us like to use this phrase to justify our undoings, our unfaithfulness in God, that God helps those who help themselves. So you put yourself in a compromising situation just to attract blessings, promises that God has assured you on earlier than the required time. You end up as a Christian compromising your faith, compromising your integrity, compromising your trust in him to advantage you in a time when it's not yet right. Just have faith. David says later in Psalms, when you read Psalms 37:25, that I was young and now I'm old. This is the discovery that David made, that I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. So it doesn't matter the delay. It doesn't matter how long these prophecies have been put there, how long you've waited, how long you prayed about it. Remember David, that he was young and now he's old. He has never seen the righteous forsaken. God will never forsake him. He has said in his word that he has blessed you with all sorts of heavenly blessings, that he has given you all that pertains to life and godliness. Believe it. Believe that you have it in you. Believe it when he said that your children will be the head and not the tail. Believe it. Have faith. Have faith. I know the performances are not good. I know the grades are not improving. Have faith. That is faithful. Hold him to his word, because this is his nature. Tell him, God, you say that I'm above and not beneath. I'm progressing and never regressing. I'm the head. head, never the tail. God, you say, look at my grade, look at my children's performance, look at my performances at work. God, you said that kings will come to my rising, that Gentiles will come to my light. Look at my ministry. Why am I still having 6 members? Why am I still having 10 members? And you said in your word, King of Glory, that you bring Gentiles to my light. My light is shining. I need the Gentiles. I need kings to come to my rising. He is faithful. He is faithful. Unconditionally faithful. That nothing will ever do will change his faithfulness towards us. That he said that occupy cities that we did not build. We live in houses we did not construct. We drink from vineyard we did not plant. He is faithful that divine provision will come. He is faithful that he has called us for nation. He is faithful. Believe it. When he said he has called you for nations, believe it. Believe it. Have faith. Have that unwavering, unshaken belief and trust in his word. That he said he will keep you to the end of time, believe it. That he said your children will not beg for bread, believe it. He is faithful. That he said by his stripes you are healed. You are healed. Doesn't matter what the doctor say, you are healed. He is faithful. He was not crazy when he was saying these promises to us. He is a faithful God. He is not a man that he should lie. Every word he has said in Isaiah 55:11, that it will not return void until it has fulfilled its purpose. So when he said you are healed, you are healed. There's no two sides to it. There's no being half healed. There's no being half on top. There's no half king standing for you. No. He is faithful fully. It is his nature. He never lies. He never lies. Believe on his faithfulness. The same way Job did, believe. The same way Hannah did, believe. The same way David believed, do also. Psalms 27:13-14. The Bible says that what would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait and hope for and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage. Let your heart be stout and enduring. Yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. There's this time when the psalmist was observing that the wicked seem to prosper. The wicked seem to enjoy life, to live lavish. Their children were not dying. They were healthy. They are prospering. And it was discouraging to him. Now here in his discovery letter in 27:27, he says that what would it have become of me? In other words, if he had failed to trust of God, if he had failed to trust of God, what would have become of him? If I had not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. I want to pray for you that may God strengthen your faith, that you may have firm faith and trust in him, in his fidelity, that no matter what you'll face in life, you will not draw back to perdition, that you will keep your faith of him, that you will maintain your confession of him, that you will confess right in times of adversity, that you will not complain of the situation, but in your prayers, constantly reminding him of his faithfulness, that he said with long life he will satisfy you, that you will live to see your generation and generation, that your children will be the head and not the tail, that kings will come to your rising, that the Gentiles will come to your light, that you may drink of vineyards you did not plant, that you will occupy houses you did not build, that you will enter cities that you did not take part in its uprising, that God will keep you through the end of times, that this good plan he talks about in Jeremiah, that this good plan of to give you a future hope, an expected end will come to pass, that you will never lack, because he has said with, he has blessed us with all that pertains to life and godliness, that you will keep your faith, that you will keep your salvation, that you will walk in faith and trust of him, that nothing that you will ever need you will not find. The same way he has said in his word in Mark, that whatever you shall ask in my name you shall be given, that you will receive every promises that came out from his mouth, that he has promised you, that even in the time of adversity, even in the time of difficulties, that you will maintain your confession in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're blessed. Keep walking in faith.